What is Big Lou on?
That's a good question. What happened there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now it's going to be the mystery of the day. What is Big Lou on? During the break, the little NFL minute from the NFL Network, they brought up a great point about the drama surrounding Aaron Rodgers. Now, they didn't bring it up, but this is what I immediately thought of. It's awful quiet. We're now a little over a week from the drama of Aaron Rodgers. I think the longer it goes, get more of a feeling that he might stay. But who knows? If you're the NFL, think about this for a moment. First of all, if you're the NFL, you are loving this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is taking away from Deshaun Watson, which still has not become a big story. And this is one of your best players in the NFL that may not play in 2021. He may never play again. Who knows what happens? But the Aaron Rodgers of the last week, on the heels of the draft and all the draft stuff, that has pushed the Deshaun Watson stuff back, even though it is out there, and it's definitely a concern. Now, if we're in Houston, it's a whole different story. You're talking about Deshaun Watson and whether he's with the Texans or not every single day. And if he gets things resolved, is he still going to be traded? Which would be the ultimate wild card in all of this. But I think it's more likely that Deshaun Watson does not begin the 21 season playing in the NFL. So you've got Aaron Rodgers front and center. You've got the Green Bay Packers, one of the top brands in the entire NFL, one of the largest fan bases in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay. Remember, they play at Kansas City, which might be the game of the year in the NFL.
Legitimate.
That was the 17th game that was added.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL releases their schedule next week. Does the NFL want to feature, with Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay is a national broadcast dream. They're going to play they might play a Thursday night game, but there's going to be a couple of Sunday night games in there. There's going to be a Monday night game in there. Might be two Monday night games in there. You know that the NFL wants to feature Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. But what happens if we have no resolution between now and next week? The NFL has their schedule in hand, ready to release it, and Aaron Rodgers isn't with the Packers post the schedule release. Are they going to be fired up to have Jordan Love and the Packers on national television as much as they will with Aaron Rodgers?
Put an asterisk next to every Packer game that's on national television. And the asterisk comes off as soon as we figure out what Aaron Rodgers is going to do.
Will the Packers be flexed a lot if Aaron Rodgers is not there?
I hope so.
If Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, I want him on. I'm NBC. I want a couple of Packer games.
Yes.
I'm Monday Night Football. I want a couple of Packer games.
Yeah.
Even Thursday night, I wouldn't mind having the Packers. That Green Bay Kansas City game, if you're drafting for the game of the year,
that's one.
Like if you're having all of the TV networks get to draft like they do in college,
yeah, that's one.
That's probably the number one pick. But if Aaron Rodgers isn't playing in that game and he didn't play for the Packers, I don't know that I want it.
I definitely don't want
but
it.
But think about that. That's next week. The NFL would be in that weird position of, okay, do we have the Packers featured? Do we roll the dice? Or do we say, the Packers, we're going to treat you like the Lions. You're going to get one or two marquee games. But that comes out Thursday.
Yeah, put an asterisk next to every Packer game.
How you feeling today?
I feel good. Feel good. Like you said, it's quiet. Quiet is good.
There's one thing that needs to be for people that like to just click and read headlines. The discussion about the Packers are looking to add a quarterback or two for camp. That normally happens.
Yeah,
you would like to have 4, 5, 6 quarterbacks in training camp. You have 90 spots on your roster. So it is not a big deal if they are out there looking for a couple of arms to add for training camp.
Legitimate.
But when you're in the tunnel of the Aaron Rodgers news, anything like that is like, just relax. That's what happens. I just used an Aaron Rodgers there.
You did?
Yeah.
You absolutely
relax.
R-E-L-A-X.
Brian Munson's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.